If Erie County is elevated to orange zone status, many businesses deemed higher risk environments, including movie theaters and gyms, would be ordered closed. Gyms were allowed to reopen in the late summer, and operators are frustrated by the prospect of having to close again. Amy Buemi, owner of Catalyst Fitness, argues facilities like hers are essential because they provide a means to improve physical fitness, which in turn boosts mental health. Buemi adds she spent $100,000 of her own money to make sure her gyms were compliant with state health guidelines. She insists they can run safely.
They should come to our facilities and actually see what they made us do, and then maybe they would say, wow, this truly is safe. But they sit from an office and they dictate these rules, but they don't even know what they've made people do or how safe fitness facilities are.
If the region were to go red, houses of worship would be forced to limit congregations to 25% capacity or 10 people, whichever is lower. Pastor George Nicholas of Lincoln Memorial United Methodist Church in Buffalo has already advised his congregation to stay home and follow online. He supports tighter restrictions.
We're in this situation because we as people, citizens in this country, have refused to follow the proper guidelines to stop this spread. And we're in this situation now because the federal government and many leaders and many church leaders did not take this and continue not to take this seriously.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz stated Tuesday that no city or town within the county had an infection rate lower than 3%. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.